Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge, another episode to dive into more conscious mindfulness, exploration, ascension, 5D reality, and all of the goodies that are connected to it. So this week we are going to dive into the Divine Feminine. You're going to tell me again, yes, again, because this is where we are all going. And why is it even more important now? It's because maybe you have noticed this morning, I actually shared a post on social media that is the launch of the Cosmic Compass Festival in Ojai, California, in the March, at the end of March, March 30th, 31st, and April 1st and 2nd. And these 4 days festival are all going to be diving into the Divine Feminine in every single way you can and possible. Why? Because I am not alone doing this. Although it is called the Cosmic Compass Festival, there are amazing local, brilliant people who are themselves doing a very tremendous, deep work around the Divine Feminine in their own way, with their own genius, expressing their own mission. And when we connected and we anchored this Cosmic Compass Festival in Ojai, people have beautifully came out of the wood and just said, I want to be part of it. Yes, let's do this. It's awesome. Let's just collaborate, which is really ultimately the essential design of how life is existing at the source. Since we are all one, collaboration is innately who we truly are. Working collaboratively is something that we actually naturally know how to do. When we're functioning from our heart, collaboration is the most natural way to actually come together. And so the effort behind the Cosmic Compass Festival is to actually prove that collaborative work actually works and that it is really fueling each genius, supporting the community, the greater good, the tribe, the group in itself, while nurturing each genius who is supported the event, and it actually keeps on giving overall. So this Cosmic Compass Festival for me is the end result of this 7-year journey that started with having written a play called Where Did I Put Venus? And somehow it never actually came to be anything until last year, at the beginning of 2022, my little voice kept telling me, this is time, this is when this piece of the equation that you wrote 7 years ago, that you still didn't know what you were supposed to do with it, comes into play. Because not only are you ready, but the world is. So to me, the fact that I can step into my Divine Feminine in power implies that the world can as well, because I cannot do something that I don't know the world cannot do. So, and vice versa. So therefore, the work was to really anchor this this play and this journey. And it really came out of this little seed of the play that was really supporting the reconnection, the conscious reconnection with the Divine Feminine in a playful, loving, carefree, nurturing way, as you always all know that's I tend to do. And I wanted to do it in a different way than just the Cosmic Compass, although it is connected around this, because during the festival, the Cosmic Compass soiree will be one of the major events as well. But the work was really to create the collaboration with that effort, because again, I can only teach what I experience. And if I am going to preach that the Divine Feminine at the source is where we are all moving, so that there is more unity, there is more oneness, there is more harmony, then I'm going to have to step into it and make it myself, right? So, and this is what happened in 2022, the unfolding of these supra connections that are that were made out of, one would say, nothing, but it's really whenever it was ready, people came out of the wood and the connections were made. And when I entered and I stepped into who wants to do this with me, or here's what I'm doing, and people start coming out, it's like, I want to be part of it. How can I support? I want to do this. How can we collaborate? How can we support? and really creating effortlessly a four-day festival filled with tremendous, transformative, powerful experience with people who feel mission-driven to actually support the vision. And really, this work, this festival is not about individual credit. It is not about Aline, or it's not about any of the other people who are part of it. It is about the desire to move consciousness towards the awareness of the divine feminine that actually works for all of us when we choose to trust it, when we choose to connect with it and really move into it. So if you have nothing to do or at the end of March, which is March 30th, 31st, and April 1st and 2nd, and you and your girlfriend or anyone around, it doesn't have to be just girlfriend and woman. It is really the divine feminine that exists within every single one of us. If you are somewhat intrigued, somewhat enticed, someone excited, enthusiastic about this possibility, then I invite you to join me during these 4 days to experience it all together and have the experience of moving deeper into this beautiful, soft, nurturing, opening, collaborative experience that is the Cosmic Compass Festival. The idea of this first edition is actually to make it a pilot so that we are going to see how it works. And so far, it's been working like a charm. So, and to take it to other areas in the country. Boulder already has called my attention through some of you who have told me, I want to do this. I want you to come here. Like, I know already somebody who can do it, which I even didn't ask for it. So the fact that there's this motion that is already occurring in the future tells me that the success has already been here and the fun is going to be ensured. So I invite you to go on the alinehenley.com website and check on the tab that says experience. And then when you're going to see Cosmic Compass Festival, click on it and all the experiences that you can actually say yes to, all of those are there. You can pick and choose. You can make your own experience. There are indoor experiences. There are going to be outdoor experiences. There are going to be some experiences where you're going to be actually part of. Some you can only just look at. But the idea is to really say yes to the experience of the divine feminine that you desire and show up for it. Right. So if you are in Ohio, if you are in California, Los Angeles, around the area, if you are available at that time, make the space. And if you're absolutely listening to this now, there's no coincidence. You are most likely ready for it. And there's going to be a space for you. Every participant who is coming will be given a 40-page playbook that will serve as the what I call a companion book for this festival, where you're going to have all the informations, the logistics, but also a journaling experience for all of the events that you can access to. And that's going to be your little, think of it as a retreat journal, where you're going to have your aha moment, your realization, your writing your connection with people you're going to meet next door, and really having this experience of your book will be yours as I was there, I've done that, and all of this is what I got out of 4 days. And as you know, I usually don't do a retreat when people don't come out of it, transform with some aha moment, some kind of a actualization or transformation. So imagine when you multiply, so to speak, me with several others, geniuses of the divine feminine, you're optimizing your experience. So I just cannot wait to even be at the end done with it, hearing and listening to your unfolding joy and your mind open and your heart full because of the experience. So I invite you to jump on it. And of course, if you have questions, although everything, every details is in the website, if you still have questions, if you have a question about how to stay there, where, you know, what's the Airbnb situation, where are the bed and breakfast situation, please reach out to me. All of the informations are also written in it. If you need to have more information on each event, the sound healing, for example, event, the meditation, the conversation, the tour of the beautiful Topa Institute in Ojai, where if you have not experienced a place of magic, you have to go and get yourself to the Topa Institute, where you're going to walk in the garden of your heart, of it's literally paradise on earth. You're going to also be able to have some dress up party with Greta Lovina, who is this fashion genius who is creating clothes, and you're going to be able to dress up and invite your divine goddess to move through you through this experience. You're going to have the four archetypes of the divine feminine workshop in two parts with me. You're going to have a cosmic compass soiree. You're going to have the play, Where Did I Put Venus? You're going to have also a divine feminine archetype constellation. So if you are into constellation, family constellation, you want to go do this. It's really going to be a powerful experience to actually reconnect with this divine feminine aspect with Maritza Luz Vega, who is this, again, genius, mission-driven woman who has guided so many on their path back to their heart and their soul. So if this speaks to you, I invite you to not wait, not delay, certainly not give your mind enough power to have even enough time to say yes, but it's just say yes and show up for it. Show up for it. Everything will be unfolding from it. And if you need help with any of the logistic or making it happen, please, please, please connect with me. I am so excited about this opportunity. And this is going to be it for today. If you want to know more about the Divine Feminine as well, there's going to be, there's a lot of things you can find on my website. There's a lot of things you can find on the social media that I've shared already before. And also in this podcast series, you can go back in the old podcast. There's a lot of information about the Divine Feminine. So there's a lot of yummy nuggets of wisdom that you can give yourself to really anchor and say yes to this experience. So I hope to see you in Ojai at the end of March, early April. And I stay tuned until the next podcast of the Cosmic Lounge. Talk to you soon. Bye.